It's been so long. Waiting for Dungeon to pop in here. Ooh, wonder who's going to come in tonight. Let me see. Hold on.
Yo, yo.
You're here.
I think I hadn't accepted it.
I know. That's why I was like, I might have to add him because he probably didn't accept it fast enough.
Well, this week. Oh, God. Happy Friday.
Yeah.
We got a lot of great feedback from our live podcast.
Oh.
A lot of good feedback. People at my job that saw it were like, oh, this is really dope. You know, I gotta catch some more. I'm like, wait till you see what we got planned for the next episode. So people, we have to have some good guests coming in. That's a good thing to have, like have a live show and have guests come on and, you know.
Yeah.
You know, tell their stories and, you know, talk to them instead of just being us the whole time, you know.
Yeah.
That's kind of where the game goes nowadays anyway. There's no really just only two people all the time. You know, they always have a guest drop in or something like that and have our faces on it. I'm going to get one of those lights. Those influencer lights, I guess, the ring ones.
Yeah.
So I can have it brighter on me next time. So, you know, but happy Friday. We're here.
Yes, we are here.
It was a week, and it's been raining up here most of the damn time, too. So, and my car was having issues.
It got cooler. I heard it got cooler some places.
Yeah, cooler, raining, car issues, whole nasty week for me.
Lord.
Bunch of nasty work. You know, but we survived.
We made it.
Yeah, I thought I was having a heart attack today. We went to a bar after work, and it's the stupid bars on this steep ass hill where you gotta park your car. So it's like an exercise walk where you're done. And my boy's like rushing me because he was giving me a ride home. He's like, "Yo, my boy, we gotta hurry up." He's like, "I gotta go get my kids." And I was like, "All right." So I swig down the rest of my Long Island, run and go pay for it, and then we immediately start power walking up this steep ass hill. Get to his car, which is tight as hell.
Yeah.
And then I sit down, and I'm, like, stuffed up in his car because it's, like, you know, my legs are long and I'm bigger. So I was, like, stuffed up and hadn't caught my breath. So he pulls out and then starts driving up the hill. And it's, like, I was sitting there, and I was, like, yo, something's caught my throat. And I was, like, why can I not breathe? Yeah. And he's, like, you all right? I was, like, yo, pull over quick, real quick. And, like, I pulled over and hopped out of the car. Then I inhaled and got on my air. I was like, oh, that's the way I'm sitting in this fucking car.
Yeah, and y'all was like, on the hill.
Yeah, we were on a hill and then continued to go up a steeper hill. And I couldn't catch my breath. And then I was like, I got a burp because I hadn't fully digested that Long Island.
Because
it was just too much that happened instantaneously. Like, yo, finish that. Go pay. Let's walk up this hill real quick. And and don't even burp that Long Island now. And I was like, I got a burp. I'm like, I can't keep. I thought I was having a heart attack. I'm like, why can't I breathe? Can't catch my breath. And then I got out of the car and I was like, oh, okay, this is what it was. Because I was like, yo, better call me an ambulance. I was like, I don't know what this is, but that shit was annoying as hell. I was like, yo, I don't like that feeling. And I was like, he's like, yeah, my bad for rushing you, man. He's like, I was like, nah, I know you gotta get to your kids, but. And I just should have burped or something and got it all out of my system before I jumped in that tight-ass car. So,
definitely doing too much too fast.
Yeah, like in a hurry and in the middle of power walking up a hill, you know, and trying to catch your breath. So it was a whole combination of, and I was thinking that I was like, no, like, I've been still working out. I shouldn't be having no heart attack for no reason. So, and I had a nice healthy lunch. I had a salad yesterday for dinner. I can see if I've just been eating double cheeseburgers and cheese fries. But I'm like doing what I'm supposed to be doing. So, but thank God it wasn't. So we're on to the next.
Well, I think we got a full think tank show. Someone's just about to get into it. I don't know who's about to hop in here because it is Friday. People probably doing stuff. But yeah, this is going to be our show for Stereo. Our second show for this month will be by Zoom, invite only. So if you want to be in the show as a guest or in the audience of the show, let us know by DM. You can DM me at Shambi Podden on IG or on Twitter and just let me know. Or you can IG Dungeon at OG_Dungeon if you want to be in the Zoom. Other than that, this is just episode 6. We're talking about tilted text and more for the Real Relationship Rapport. If you want to check out the podcast, the link is above. I picked this topic because I think in relationships, people feel entitled to see things regardless of a person being an individual, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in relationships, some people use a screen shield so you can't read from above or from the side their phone. And some people use a code to lock their phones. Some people turn off notifications completely. That's what I do when I'm around my person. Just because we don't live together, we're not around each other a lot, and I don't want them distracted by who's texting me or who's calling me or me having a conversation. Really not important.
We focus on each other.
Yes. And in most relationships, I think it's a tug of war of what's to be shared, seen, and kept between us. And that's on the menu today. And a little bit of what is healthy reassurance and what does it look like and what are the boundaries while in a relationship. Because I think a lot of people get confused by that. So for me, I wanted to just dive into why people tilt their phones from their partners. Because somebody brought that up on TikTok as like tilted phones and what might that mean. I think people still deserve a level of privacy when it comes to their phones, their emails, friends that they talk to. But sometimes people want to avoid conflict. And so maybe instead of them sit on the phone in front of who they're with, they might text their friend and have a conversation. It doesn't mean it's something about you that they're talking about. It doesn't mean that it's something inappropriate that they're talking about. Sometimes if the friend is sharing something that's going on with them that they don't want the person you're with to know, that's how they want to have that conversation. And it's not all the time where, like, you work with the friend that wants to talk to you, or you have time after work to go meet up with the friend to have a conversation in person. Sometimes the phone is all you have. Sometimes if you're with your person, you can't really FaceTime and just focus on your friend on the phone while somebody's in the room. And sometimes you're on the phone with someone where you're planning a surprise for the person you're with. You don't want them to know any details, so they don't need to know. And other times, it could be you're avoiding a reaction because they don't understand the context of the conversation.
Yeah.
And me personally, I would rather have the conversation I need to have with who I'm having it with. And if I need to explain it to the person that I'm with, I'll explain it to you later, but I cannot do both at the same time. So that might be why I'm maybe having a conversation with somebody later or having a conversation through text versus me having it on the phone. It doesn't necessarily mean I'm doing something that against our relationship behind your back. And lastly, I just feel like it's a personal boundary.
Yeah. I don't see what the big deal is. For me, all of this comes down to trust.
Yeah.
And honesty. Like, my whole rule is and boundary is when I'm getting a relationship, I'm not doing the phone checking thing. You're not going to ask to check my phone. I'm not asking to check yours. It's unnecessary. We trust each other. Why are we talking about any of this?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I got to decide. I'm like, listen, if you're doing something wrong, I'm going to catch you eventually.
Yeah.
Because I notice the discrepancies and difference in people's actions. So I'm not worried about what's going on in your phone. You're not going to be dumb enough to go outside and make phone calls and be hiding in different rooms texting me. Like, that's obvious cheating. Yeah. So if you have an issue with, you know, your phone can never be left around me, or I'm like, I'm not checking it. I'm not looking for your phone. Anybody call you, I'm going to bet your phone ring. It could be your mom. I ain't going to know because I'm not looking at the screen. I'm just like, yo, come answer your phone. It's ringing.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm not one of the people that does all that. You know, oh, who's texting you and who met now? If some bullshit happens, like it's 3 a.m. and your phone start going off. Now I might be like, who the hell's hitting you up at that time of night?
Yeah.
Is that not a, unless it's a family emergency, why is anybody texting you at this time of night? That's questionable. You know, and that's questionable right away. But any other time during the day, nigga, it's a phone. There's all kinds of stuff you can be doing. You can be on there working. You can be playing games. You can be responding to your friends. Like, it's not unrealistic that you got people to talk to, just like I got people to talk to. You know what I mean? And I don't need to question everybody you talking to. I don't need to scream the dimmer or protector or a tilted phone shit. Like, I'm just going to let you, you can see what I'm saying. It's just, I'm talking to the homies. Mm-hmm. I got group chats. I got, you know, ain't nothing to hide from you. Because also, I don't have time for all that. Like, the energy it takes to be so deceitful and needing to hide that stuff just is not worth it for your peace, especially at this big age, as y'all like to say. You know what I mean? I'm not going to be in my late 30s or 40s still running around hiding my fucking phone from my partner. That ain't happening now. I set the standard from the beginning of the relationship, let her know what my boundaries are, hear what her boundaries are when it comes to the phone. And when we're around each other, that's it. On date night, I'm not answering texts or phones unless it's like something, you know, something for my parents that I got to do or check in on them.
Yeah.
But other than that, is the phone turned over? Let's talk. Let's hookah. Let's kiss. Let's do whatever. Let's whatever we got planned for tonight. It, like, this is not a struggle point for me, but I know it's a struggle point for a lot of people.
Yeah, I know, like, people who are, in this relationship or with my wife or with my husband, I just give them the code to my phone and all my social media they could go through if they want to. I don't even want it to get to that point where somebody
feels like... You shouldn't need to do that.
Right, but some people are just like, okay, here, you know? And I think you have to ask that at the beginning, like, what are your boundaries? Like, healthy boundaries in a relationship. How do you communicate your boundaries? What are your expectations? Make sure you understand what the person means by, you just need to let me know. How do I let you know? Mm-hmm. You know, do I let you know beforehand? Do I let you know during? Do I let you know after? Is it a time and place where you want to have this conversation? Or do you want to be that couple at the bowling alley on a double date arguing because this was said, or you didn't say this before we got here? Like, nobody should want to be that couple, but it happens. And I feel like a healthy boundary in a relationship is not feeling guilty because you tell a person you wouldn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, if somebody was like, let me see your phone, jokingly, no. Moving on. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're not going to have a back and forth about that. You know, stop feeling responsible for what people do or say because of your boundaries. Like, if you're mad because I told you I'm not doing this or you can't do this, then that's something you need to explore. Why does that make you upset? If you're emotionally feeling away because I gave you a boundary, maybe you need to explore. Why does that make you upset? If you physically feel like you need to do something because I said no, or because I'm not in agreement of something that you want to do or how you want to do something, that's a discussion. And depending on where you guys are, it might not be the time to have that discussion. And how you have that discussion matters a lot. Because for me, I'm a person where I don't like to argue. I don't like to be in a conversation where I feel like it's not coming to like any type of result or solution. And I'm not going to continue it. And so you really have to, what do they say? Pick your battles.
Mm-hmm.
Or choose like what arguments are worth having a conversation about. Even down to like manipulating people to agree with your behavior, because I don't feel like that's cool either.
Mm-hmm. That's not.
And just being mindful, like if you let somebody cross a boundary one time, they're gonna think that's okay. You know what I'm saying? If I say, oh, you want a screenshot of this? Then they're always going to expect screenshots because it wasn't a problem the last time when you did it. If they expect for you to go through your phone and show them, then they're always going to expect you to go through the phone anytime they feel like they need to see it. And I just don't want to start something I'm not trying to continue. Even the good things. I don't want to make a habit of calling you every morning and telling you good morning and telling you about my night if that's not something I want to keep up.
Yeah. I like this, and it's good to have that conversation with somebody because you need to let them know what is something they should expect and not expect. You know, like, sometimes I may do this, sometimes I may not. You shouldn't like me any more or less because of that. That's just how I function. You know what I mean? But there's certain things I won't stop doing. Like, there's certain things we expect consistency with. Communicating.
Right.
I don't care how you do it. I expect it to be done on a daily basis if I'm in a relationship with you. Right. You know what I mean? But there can be other things like maybe holding every single door or opening your side of the car sometimes ain't going to happen every day. You know what I mean? It might be raining and we in a rush to get somewhere. Anybody got time to open your door? Open your own damn door and let's get in this car and go. It's not. I'm not disrespecting you. It's just situation. Right. We going on a date night. We ain't got nothing but time. I'm trying to get some pussy afterwards. Yeah, I'm opening your door. And I'm going to close it. I'm going to drive you up to the door of the restaurant. You know, like, we got to understand, like, some people don't have realistic expectations. Mm-hmm. You know, they just think, you know, life's a fairy tale all the time. And, you know, this is what the perfect man's supposed to do. And that's just not realistic, you know?
Right, right. And I feel like people have to back up their boundary with an action. So, like, if you set a boundary, you don't have to be nasty about your boundary. You can still be respectful about it. If somebody sets a boundary with you, it doesn't mean they're hiding something, but you really have to ask yourself, because somebody set a boundary, do you feel like you trust them less? And then you really have to ask yourself, why do I feel like I trust you less? Because you're not letting me do what I want to do, because this is how I get reassurance that I'm not crazy. Maybe the fact that you feel crazy is a personal thing where you feel like I have to see to make sure to make me feel better. Why do you have to make sure that I'm telling you the truth? Why is my word not enough? I feel like that's a deeper thing. And understanding the fact that this is how my person wants to be respected. This is what they expect of me. This is just what it is. I have to learn how to deal with this from this person. And can I do it? The reality is, can you do it? Because some people can't do it. Some people are not in the space to give somebody that level of understanding. And how you handle people that you care about with their boundaries as if you care about how they are handled. Like, if you don't want me doing something to you because there's a disagreement, don't do it to me. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And don't tell me, don't do this, and then you turn around and you do it, because then it becomes like a tit-for-tat thing, and what are we doing here?
Mm-hmm.
So be realistic about it. When it comes to, like, reassurance that somebody's not doing anything, I think there's an unhealthy version of reassurance versus a healthy version of reassurance. And I think a lot of times social media makes the unhealthy version of reassurance like a kink or a level of, I need my relationships to be a certain level of toxic. That's how I know that they care. Because if you don't act like this about me, then you probably don't really like me that much. That's a problem.
And it's bad because so many people take social media so seriously.
Yeah,
you know, they naturally feel like, yeah, well, this is what I see my favorite influencers doing and saying when they're just doing skits. Your influencers don't know how to, some of them don't know how to be in healthy relationships.
Exactly.
And don't know what the fuck they're doing. So why do you take it, you know, what they're saying and just run with that? You know, and it's like when you see even just watching people talk to people about their politics and political beliefs, and you hear how much of them say, I get all my information off of TikTok. And you're like, really? But like, this is crazy. Like, and these are grown adults. Like, I could see if it was younger kids, But to see grown adults saying, I get all my information, you sound weird saying it. I get my information off of TikTok, the real world information. It comes from a little kid app. How you like that? And you're just like, maybe you need to mature a little bit more and understand that that shit might have a tilt on it, yeah. considering who owns that app. And, you know, they notice the amount of things, propaganda they put up against America and not think that that's weird, but whatever. You know, it's the same thing looking for your relationship information from TikTok, you know, or somebody who's saying, hey, you need this type of negativity in your relationship to prove somebody loves you when you don't. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, this whole thing, I'm glad women are starting to see and say things that women and men are starting to see, this thing about validation is not something that you need to be in a successful relationship. Like, what do you need somebody else's validation for you to feel that what you're saying is correct? Or that you feel like you know what you're talking about?
Right.
Like, is that how you work in everyday society? At your job, do you need somebody to come and say, good job, every 5 minutes to you to let you know you're doing a good job? Or do you just know that you know what the fuck you're doing and your numbers prove and speak for themselves?
Mm-hmm.
Or your performance speaks for itself? Like, I don't understand these people. Like, my ex had a big thing about that. It's like, you're not validating my feelings. And I'm like, it's kind of hard to validate your feelings if I don't agree with what you're saying. And we can agree to disagree. But you just saying you're not validating my feelings and staying mad is like a lack of, one, of emotional understanding, and two, something that you need to work on as far as yourself, and knowing that, like, even if he's not agreeing to validate my feelings, I can still feel that I'm correct and my opinion is right.
Exactly.
I can move on my life.
It's not up to somebody to make me feel like it's okay for me to be sad, or it's okay for me to be mad right now, or it's okay for me to be angry. Like, if you're angry, then that's just what you are.
Yeah,
I should have no power over telling you you cannot be angry right now.
No, just don't bring that shit my way and put it on me. Yeah. If you're angry, be angry with yourself and take a moment to calm yourself down. Don't come taking, you know, and messing my piece up, and vice versa. You know,
right?
That's not fair. So I think that people don't understand those kind of simple points. Because, like, I've never seen this new thing where people don't understand that just because you don't agree with each other doesn't mean the argument can't end.
Yes. But that's,
like, what is
that's
this?
Because somebody wants to dictate your thought and make you, you know, bow down to me and let me win. Let me have the last say. And a lot of times it's not about you having the last say. A lot of times it's understanding that you think this way, you feel this way, and this is how I feel. I'm going to meet in the middle with respect of that, and that's it. It doesn't mean I agree with you, but I respect you enough to meet you here with it and not overstep the way that you don't like to be dealt with, or you don't like to be talked to, or you don't like to be communicated with. That's
because Because what happens if you let somebody keep doing that to you? Now they continue to overstep boundaries even more. Yeah, now they think every time they say something, they are right. Because you're just giving in and agreeing with them. You have to learn, like you said, you can say no to your partner and still love them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's okay to be like, no, you are not correct. And I don't agree with you. We can go to bed tonight. It'll be all right.
Mm-hmm.
We're on to the next thing. Like, you're not just going to force me to say that what you said is correct because that's what you need to hear. And then the next time you say some more incorrect shit, and now you really double down them because I don't correct you.
Right.
And I just be like, no, it's okay. You know, you need to be validated. So I guess if that's how you feel, that's how you feel. I'm like, no, you're wrong. I don't agree with what you're saying. This is what I was trying to say. Here's what you're telling me you're trying to say. We can agree to disagree. Let's go get some food.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You're not going to sit here and be like, no, you will sit here until you agree that I'm correct.
And that's where you cross the line of disrespect, because I'm not your child. I'm your partner. Okay? I'm your partner. We going to get this food. We going to pause this. We could come back to this. But you're not going to ruin the night, or you're not going to ruin the trip because you feel a way right now. Like, to me, that's selfish.
But you still not going to get what you want, because at the end of the day, now out of pettiness, if I'm really feeling some type of way, I'm really not going to let you hear what you want to hear. But if it is the honest truth that you were incorrect or we agree to disagree, then that's where that shit stands.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give you the benefit of now playing me every time you feel some type of way and expecting to hear that you're right, because that's how I've trained you to act.
Yeah.
Now it's on me.
And then what people end up with is somebody that agrees with them so they can shut up. I agree with you because I believe you and I think you're right and you convince me. I'm agreeing with you so you can shut up. Yeah. But in reality, you will never know my true thoughts about anything. You will never know my true thoughts about this relationship because I feel like there's no resolve with you. So I'm just agreeing so we can move on, because eventually during my day, you're going to disappear and I can go about my business. A lot of people have relationships like this. A lot of people have friendships like this.
Super unhealthy.
Yes.
Super.
And then the person that's wrong walks away from that conversation with their head up thinking, I was right.
Got him again.
No, because then you're going to go to the next person thinking that your thoughts are valid and they are not.
Yep. And I'll give you a perfect example of how you can easily stop that from the beginning. The chick I'm like dealing with now was asking me things like, you know, will you come with me to the opera or do you like Broadway shows? And I was like, nah, I don't.
Yeah.
And I was like, and I'm not going to attend those with you. I was like, she was like, oh, why not? And I was like, so you want to force me to do something that I wouldn't want to do just so I could be around you and then I'm not going to be in a good mood? I was like, I'd rather you go with a friend and then be in a good mood and have a good time than forcing you to go with, you know, forcing me to go with you. And I'm sitting there like, why am I here? I don't like this. And I'm like, and I wouldn't force you to do something you didn't like with me. That's why we talk and find mutual things we want to do. Like, there's a difference in spending time and then enslaving somebody. I'm not here to do that to you. If you don't like sporting events, I'm not going to stop going, but I'm also not going to force you to come with me. I got homeboys for that. You know what I mean? I'm sure with the fact that we're dating each other, there's going to be activities that we enjoy doing together. Right. But this main thing that you like going to museums, I don't give a fuck about all that. You know what I mean? That's not interesting activity to me. It doesn't mean you can't go. It doesn't mean I won't gift you that. If you want tickets to the, you know, the Met Gala or whatever, you know, for your birthday, I'll get you tickets and I'll give your friend tickets too so y'all can both go. But I won't be attending because I don't need to be miserable. And I don't want to ruin your experience because I'm not going to sit there and pretend to be happy neither.
And that's where that happy wife, happy life concept.
Yep.
I don't believe
so many years.
I don't want a man to agree with shit with me just so he can save face or just so he can be that quote unquote supportive person and swallow his true feelings or what he likes to do for the sake of I want to make you happy. No, I don't want a lopsided relationship. I don't want you doing all these good things for me or making me have the illusion like you liked the restaurant we went to last night because you never told me that it was nasty and it made your stomach hurt and actually you're allergic to what we went to the restaurant for and you didn't say anything. Because then it's going to make me look at, oh, he's good at faking it. He's good at like covering up the fact that he's not having a good time. And maybe I really don't know this person because he played it off really well.
Yep.
Like, don't do that. Like, be honest. If you don't like something, I would rather that man do what you did. I don't like that. You don't need to ask me why I don't like it. I don't need to be convinced on liking it. Take somebody else. And I'm just like, okay, cool. But some people feel like, you know, you don't like sports. You came to that game with me last week, so I'm going to come with you to go buy hair shit because
I feel like I owe you.
Yeah. Nah, don't do that.
I told women, I'm like, yo, when we date, I'm not going with you to Costco. I'm not going with you to Target. I was like, you go have fun. Go in there and frolic around. I'm like, all the men I see when I do go in there look miserable. They're just being dragged around by their girl. They're looking at me like, I can't be home watching this playoff game. I'm like, it's your fault, player. All you have to do is be like, yo, I'll catch you when you get back. I'm like, don't no woman really give that much of a damn if you go with them to Costco or the Target.
They don't. Like, if you go to the mall, you always see those men sitting in the middle of the mall on the couch. Yeah.
With what I'm here for.
Chargers sitting there holding bags and shit. They want to be home.
Yeah, get your homegirl and go handle all that. Now, for the night out on the town, I got you. You know, we're going to go on a trip somewhere. I'm cool with that. But I'm not doing all this little, you know, shit that you were taught back in the day that was incorrect, that just makes some people miserable. And I also don't expect you to do that for me, because we have plenty of other things that we can do together. And this is the honesty that actually works in relationships and makes it easier. You don't have to tiptoe around your partner. Then eventually they'll stop asking you to do the stupid shit that you don't want to do.
Right.
You know what I mean? And y'all can be easy with each other. Like, I know he don't want to do this. I know she don't want to go there. I know not to ask her about this. But I do know she loves this and I love this. So we can have a good time doing that together, you know, and vice versa. Like, it doesn't have to always be you did this, so I got to do that, and one of us is suffering during this situation.
I'm the type of person where if you want to do something that I don't want to do, I want you to go do it. Even if you want to go with friends, go do it. Have a great time. I'm not going to have a mysterious attitude when you get back. I'm going to be cool because there's obviously something else I wanted to do more than what you did. And we cool. But some people manipulate and be like, nah, go ahead. Have a great time. I genuinely feel like that. I promise if you come back, I'm going to be cool. I'm going to ask you how it was. You gonna tell me and we gonna move on with the night. I'm not gonna have an attitude when you go.
Yeah.
And I'll say this. If you spend too much time with the wrong people who tell you to go do things and have fun, and you come back and they have an attitude, you get really scared
to go out
and have fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're like, I know when I get home, this motherfucker gonna
be there. And I'm just like, no, I promise you, this is a very healthy relationship here. I want you to go have a good time, and I want you to come back without the guilt that you had a good time. You know what used to crack me up when I was little? When I would see my brothers like enjoying themselves with their friends and shit, and then their girl walks up, and then the whole spot gets quiet.
Because then we talking about something we shouldn't been talking about in front of her. So we're like, here it comes.
I'm like, do you really like her? Because I feel like if you can't be your full self around the person you're with, and it has to get quiet when they come around, what is the value of that then?
It isn't. But some people think that that's a healthy functioning relationship, and that's how it should be. Every time you come around, we all stop talking, and I'm like, all right, man, I gotta go. That looks like enslavement. It looks like I'm the personal slave.
Yes.
You see I'm here. Get away from your friends. Come with me.
That's crazy. Like,
oh, you can't just join in the conversation. They can't greet you. Anybody I've been with, my friends will greet them. And be like, hey, since how you been? You know, she'll talk. She can talk. Ask her questions.
Yeah.
I'm not hiding nothing by hanging out with you niggas. You know what I mean?
Play these messages and I'm going to get into this unhealthy reassurance list and this healthy reassurance list.
Hey, you two. Shalom. What's Hope you're doing well. What's the topic about? I can't really tell from the title here.
Tilted phones. We're talking about, like, what's the healthy level of privacy in relationships. Why would someone want to have a private conversation while in a relationship on their phones? And are they allowed to? We're talking about reassurance and healthy boundaries within the relationship out of respect.
What's going on? She Gets It Podcast and Dungeon. She Gets It Podcast. I hear what you're saying, but what I would add to it is when you're dealing with a guy that pursues you, a guy that initiates to you that you wasn't checking for, you have to understand that he has to put on an acting role in order to get with you, because it wasn't like you was naturally checking for him. So if he's trying to keep your attention onto him, the only way that's going to happen is he has to be in agreement with you. anybody that's pursuing you or initiating to you, if they see themselves being with you, they know they have to act the part. So I don't, to me, I don't think it's a problem with a person putting on the act in order to be in the space with you. They're willing to go through whatever because they want to be next to you. I think that's the key to that. A lot of women don't really get a chance to understand that side of life because majority of women don't pursue the man to know how it feels when you're trying to be with somebody who you're checking for that was an ass.
Okay, so I think the act of, you know, doing what you can so you could be in the presence of who you're pursuing, yes, but at a certain point, once the relationship evolves, that woman doesn't want your act anymore. She wants to get to know what you really like. She wants to get to know what you really want to do, what you don't like. So she also, because she's supposed to be giving you all the clues that she's reciprocating, that I do like you also. I do want more of your time also. So that's where I feel like that act has to lessen. Give me the real you. I'm allowing you to be in my space. I'm allowing you to have my time. I want the real you. I don't want the act anymore. And unfortunately, the act doesn't help anybody if it carries on too long, because eventually you're going to stop acting and you're going to give me the real you. Let me learn it sooner than later, because if you let me learn it later, then it's going to be a surprise for both of us, because maybe I don't like who you really are. Maybe I don't vibe with you, who you really are. And we could have figured that out in the beginning. But some people put on an act for too long, really early to get in. And some people play the part so much that they forget.
I just wanted to let you know that I do appreciate you for listening to today's podcast. Indie podcasting isn't easy. It's not an easy thing to do. But if you remain consistent and you know what the purpose of your show is, it can be enjoyable. Trust me. And I may not have a network, but I do have a team. I have a pod fam. And it's just a group of collective podcasters that are in podcasting for different reasons. We all have different podcasts. And we talk, we critique, we give feedback, we support each other, and that's good enough for me. And I support other creators that also podcast, not just me, hence Shambi Podden is my name. I support podcasters. On my page, you might find me repost other podcasters because I support people who have created something fresh, something new, a different approach that always doesn't have to be what the masses are doing. And I like to see them grow. And if I find something interesting, I like to clip it and I like to repost it so someone can be like, okay, let me check this out. Or let me go see what this is about because I want to hear the whole episode. That's how I support. I let people know. I share links. Okay? So listening to today's show should leave you with better thoughts, whether it was She Gets It Pod, Cozy Womb, Creator, So What Page We On Bid, The Real Relationship Rapport, Wear It Right with Shan, Call Me When You Get Off, which is Gigi's pod, Loud Mouth Stereo, which is discontinued but is still available. If you need more about what I do, try me at shambipodden.com. I appreciate you. On there, you can find books. You can find other things that I'm into, my media kit. You can also find all of the podcasts having their own pages, and Thick Grits and Pods, which is a monthly blog that I put collective thoughts on just to encourage podcasters, keep it fresh, and keep you goal-oriented throughout the seasons. But I appreciate you so much for checking out this podcast. I'm going to get back into it. I apologize for interrupting. All right.
Oh, I didn't even show her who I am. I'm too busy trying to woo her that I didn't show her who I really am. And what's so crazy is she wanted to get to know who you were from the jump. You think that she wants the act.
It's just like code switching at work. When you get home, you don't still be acting like that. You come around your family and friends, you act like your authentic self. Like, you gotta, at first, you gotta put up that avatar on the first few dates, But don't nobody want to keep dating the avatar. They want to eventually, they're showing you that they're interested. They want to get to know the real you. You put that shit down. You know what I mean? And honestly, I don't even fully agree with that statement because a lot of these niggas be out here acting disinterested and then women end up pursuing them. Mm-hmm. So, like, sometimes this newer generation look like these guys be like, yo, listen, I don't even want to act like I care for you that much. And the girl's like, oh, he making me chase. That must mean other bitches are chasing him. Ah. So now they running after you on some stupid shit. So, you know, it's, for me, it's kind of like, you know, you could do that way. But some of these men is out here winning by actually, you know, kind of just being quiet and acting very nonchalant. Maybe and the woman's like, what are you so nonchalant for?
There's so many women that want the quiet one. And I'm one of those women where I've never liked the loudest guy in the room. I've never liked the one that feels like he has to be seen. I'm more of like, okay, who's cool, chilling, reserved, know what he's like. I could pick his brain. Like, that has always been like go-to because it's just an easier getting to know with that person where the other person feels like everything has to be loud and spotlight. Like, I've never been for the loud and the spotlight person, but yeah, that's a whole thing.
What's going on? I think it's important to highlight the importance of understanding social anxiety, even in adulthood, and how most people, you know, they're not vulnerable enough to admit that, you know, in certain situations they get anxious. And it may come across as being distant or being disrespectful, but in actuality, just nervous. And then also, you have to look at understanding each other's role and not blurring the lines between equality and understanding the role of the man and the woman when it comes to social settings. So, enjoy the talk.
I would definitely say I'm quiet in social settings because I'm naturally a people watcher. Mm-hmm. And I think the person I'm with is also quiet in social settings unless you're directing a question to them. So, like, the idea of, like, a double date with, like, friends, not really pushing for it, but like if we go out to eat or we having drinks, that's cool, but I automatically know who's going to be doing the talking. It's probably going to be my friends. I'm not going to be doing a lot of talking. I'm going to be doing a lot of observing, and I feel like you have to know who you are and you have to know who you're dating in order to know like what settings y'all actually want to be in. But mm-hmm. Yeah.
Think about it. Like, we pursue a job. So the job may say, well, do you smoke? Do you drink? Have you ever did this? What are we going to say? We're going to say everything that the job wants to hear because we're not finna say something that jeopardizes our shot at getting at what we see this job has to offer us. If we don't like working long hours, but we're going to do it because we want that check. We may do smoke and drink, but we ain't finna tell them that because we ain't finna mess. So we're going to act like we don't smoke and drink, or we're not going to be on a cell phone or listen to earbuds, but we'll sneak and do it as soon as we get the opportunity. So what I'm saying is anytime something is pursuing something, you have the wisdom of knowing that you have to put on an act, because if you know you have to put on an act because it wasn't naturally checking for you. Now, if it was naturally checking for you first, then you can be your authentic self because it's accepting of you being your authentic self because it was checking for you in the first place. But when you're the one when you're the pursuer or the initiator, any position in life, you have to put on an act in accordance to be.
I get that with like things that you want. But when it comes to people that you don't have to be around that you're choosing, and I hope that you're pursuing someone that is also showing that they are also interested in pursuing you. You should be allowed to be yourself. You should be allowed to be like, if I ask you, do you smoke? you should be comfortable enough to be like, yeah, I do. Unless I'm wearing a shirt that when you first meet me that says, I hate smoking. I hate people that smoke. And you still want to pursue me. Then of course, yes, you're probably going to hide the fact that you smoke. But if I get to know you and I find out that you do smoke and I remember back when you told me you didn't, then you're a liar. So I think it's really about, is what you're pursuing, is this something you want to get short term or is it something you want to keep?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's kind of hard to compare like a job because eventually that's something that you need versus a person that you're dating. You don't need me. There's so many other women in the world that a man can talk to. You don't need me. But there's something that you see about me or you hear when I speak that you're just like, I want to get to know more of that. The best way to know more of a woman is to be honest with her. Unless you want something short term with this woman, then I guess act your ass off, lie to your face. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's my thoughts on that.
I understand what you're saying, but I think that would apply more so back when we were growing up, 80s, 90s. You know, you're catering to the man, catering to the woman's needs. Now, because technology is so much available, I mean, you can do a Carfax check on anybody. So, it really doesn't benefit to, you know, be so accommodate that. And I don't believe that a man or a woman will respect their mate or potential mate if they're too accommodating. I think that you should have standards that are reasonable and that you hold on to and that you let them know that, hey, I'm interested in you, but, you know, work it out is important to me, or how you treat people is important to me, or how you carry yourself is important to me, and, you know, coming to some sort of agreement.
I agree with that.
Yes, thanks.
I agree with that. I'm going to get into this list and then I'm going to play the rest. You spoke about this already. This is on my unhealthy side of reassurance, constant validation. I cannot constantly validate any man on his thoughts and his feelings. I can do it seldomly. I can do it, you know, but I think between those moments of like, let's say, this weekend we have a disagreement and then we got to like some type of solution. We haven't been talking as much. I might send you a text to validate what I understood. So, you know, we're on the same page, but yeah. I'm not doing that Monday through Friday every day. You know what I'm saying? Because it comes off like disingenuous, like someone feeling like every time I talk to you, I'm going to say, I love you. Eventually, a person doesn't care if you say it because you say it all the time. I'm the type of person where I want to say that when I really mean it, when like it's on my mind and I value I love you randomly then all the time. That's me. Maybe you might be with somebody who wants to hear it all the time and they value it every single time. I value random acts of kindness, not let me do this and do this because that's what they say a man is supposed to do for a woman. And let me get you flowers every day. Eventually, I'm not going to care about the fact that you got me flowers. But at the same time, back to what I was saying earlier, Dungeon, don't start something you can't keep up. If you get me flowers every Sunday and that one Sunday you ain't get me flowers, then you're going to have me feeling like something's wrong.
Yep. You cheated on me this week? What happened?
Right. So yeah, I'm not doing constant validation. I'll do it sometimes. Too much questioning and needing proof, that's unhealthy reassurance to me. Because at a certain point of me getting to know you and you getting to know me, my word should be enough. Relying on a person to make you show them that what they're saying is true or where they're going is where they went, I'm not doing that. Nope. Repeatedly checking to make sure your answer is still the same. Mm-hmm. I'm not a child. I'm not doing that. Needing proof that you love them and not knowing. At a certain point, yes, when you meet somebody, You want to know if they care about you. You want to know if they think about you. But if we're like 4 months in, 6 months in, 2 years in, and you asking me, do you love me?
Yeah.
Come on, like.
What are we doing here?
Yeah, do you not see what I do? And repeating arguments or discussions about what we already solved. That's unhealthy to me because are you not seeing the examples? Are you not understanding what we last talked about? Now, healthy reassurance would be me saying what I'm going to do and actually doing it. Showing up when I said I was going to show up. Thinking about you and me telling you that I'm thinking about you. That's healthy reassurance. Hugs, kisses, supporting you, making sure you have what you need without you having to ask all the time. I've watched you for 2 months have a routine of what you do in the morning when you go to work, what you do when you come home. Maybe at a certain point, I already have those things set up. Maybe at a certain point, I already purchased the stuff that I know you need to buy at the store so you don't have to do that, so you can focus on that other thing that you need. I feel like that's reassurance that I care, I value your time, I'm listening, I'm watching you, I'm not ignoring you. You know, you complained about something that you don't like that I do last week. I've been making sure I don't do it. You've asked me not to get gas at night. I make sure I get gas at lunch or before I get home and it's late.
Mm-hmm.
I'm making sure that you're not annoyed by having to repeat yourself.
Yeah.
That's to me healthy reassurance that, okay, she understood, she heard. I don't have to worry about her not following directions. You asked me to, if something's broken in here, don't wait till the last minute to tell you. I tell you when it happens, or I send you a text, or I remind you. Like, certain shit like that makes a person feel like, okay, I can count on this person. I only have to say it one time. I'm going to get off their back. And that's, in turn, going to help you so this person stops getting on your nerves about something. Even acknowledging their thoughts, their needs, or showing actions like you give a fuck. To me, that is healthy reassurance. Like, okay, I can treat this person like an equal. I don't have to baby this person. I don't have to hide my real thoughts around this person because they are in a mind frame where they can understand me and I don't feel like I have to dumb myself down or I have to deal with them on an emotional level that it's just exhausting, because that's another reason why a lot of people don't address certain things with you. It's not because they don't have a problem with some things that you do. Some people don't want to have to deal with your emotions because it's exhausting.
Can you believe that?
And that's a whole nother conversation. It's not that you're perfect and you don't get on this person's nerves. Some people don't see the value in bringing it up anyway.
That's facts.
And that's a problem out here, because a lot of people leave relationships like that or leave jobs thinking that their shit don't stink, and it actually does. There's a lot for you to improve, but somebody has to care about you to address that shit. Somebody has to care about you being better to say that to you. And a lot of people don't care enough about the people that they're dealing with, whether it's a valid relationship, a situationship, a one-night stand, and you just thinking your shit is just top-notch and something was wrong with them. No, something was wrong with you, but they know this is the last time I got to deal with you, so I ain't got to say shit to you. And you go on about your life getting on other people's nerves.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I value people bringing the things that they like about me to my face, the things that they don't like about me to my face. So I can be like, okay, how many people have said this to me? This might be something I need to work on.
And do it sooner than later, people. Stop waiting. Like, so you can already understand your boundaries and where, how far you're willing to go with this person. That's why some of y'all date so deep. And then find out that you don't like somebody later on because you weren't honest up front with each other earlier in the relationship. You waited till now, it's a year in, and you're like, you know, I can't stand when you, you know, do this. Or I hate when you make me go to your auntie's house for the cookouts and play spades all night. Why didn't you tell me that the first time we went? Oh, I just wanted to please you. You know what I mean? Like, you know,
that is the question I ask. I'll ask people that I know, like friends wise or like relationship. Do you play card games? Yeah, I'd be like, do you play spades? You're like, yeah, my whole family plays that. I don't play spades. I don't give a fuck about card games. When I play Uno, I be cheating. I let you know off tops. So don't look at me and be like, oh, you about to be my spades partner. I'm not.
Nah, but you can't be my spades partner. I know what you're doing.
Listen, I'll be around the vicinity while you play spades with your family and friends. But I don't need to sit at the table and play.
That's sacrilegious.
You know what I'm saying? That's something that I don't care about. I've never cared about card games. But yeah. I'm going to tell you that up front so you don't have this expectation. Like, yeah, I like her. She does that. We're going to play. No, we're not.
Plus, us real spade players have, our partners are never usually with us. They're usually at the event. And you're like, yeah, don't worry about that. This is my man's over here.
Yeah.
Like me and him. Because your partner's somebody. And that's a relationship, too. A spades relationship is a relationship.
Perfect.
Like, y'all know each other's hands, how y'all play. So, yeah. Like, even with my ex, she played with my boy's wife because they were good, better. And then me and him played with each other all the time. But we knew how each other liked to play. You know what I mean? So, like, anywhere we would go, even if it's other groups, we still would team up the way we would team up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I respect it. But same stuff, I'm going to tell you up front, like, don't expect this because that's not happening. I'm not her, okay? But I will tell you who I am. But I will also tell you up front, I'm not her. I'm not going to let you get your hopes up.
If you like who I am, then stick around.
Yes! I'm going to run through these messages.
I think that is perfectly fine for you to have to change up when and usually this happens if the guy's the one that initiated interest into her first, because it wasn't like she was naturally checking for his authentic self. It was what he presented to her that she signed up for, not the version of him who he really truly is. She wouldn't sign up for it. And women let men know all the time when they're the one that initiated. They be knickknacking and picking at certain behavior traits, certain thought process that they have, where they wear their hair, where they dress, where they think, or how they felt about a situation. All of that plays into him letting him know that the way he naturally flows, she has a problem with. So that automatically hinders, because he know if he starts revealing more of that, the chances of them being with each other is going to be less, or it's going to be tension. So he hides those factors. So if a girl walks up and the guys get quiet, they only do that because they're with the woman that didn't sign up for who he originally was. She signed up for the version of him.
Which is sad.
I want to comment on that.
Yeah.
This might be controversial, but as you know, I don't give a damn.
Yeah.
I feel like if a woman pursues you, if it ain't strictly to get that dick, it's because she wants to change you.
Yeah.
I don't think she's pursuing you because she thinks that you're a quality mate. You're easy prey, mm-hmm. And she's going to do exactly what he was just saying. Mm-hmm. Nitpicking at all the shit you do wrong because you ain't really built for her like that. She ain't going to be able to nitpick on a nigga that's there and ready to go, which is why she wouldn't pursue him. And those guys have to pursue most of the time. Because like you, as you said, you're right. When you're a man that's situated and got yourself together, you have options on how you're going to pursue this woman. Mm-hmm. Am I going to pursue her with money? Am I going to pursue her with this dick? Am I going to pursue her with my personality? Am I going to be funny? You know, and just a side note. If women don't stop saying, I need a man that's funny, as if every nigga out here is fucking Chris Rock or Dave Chappelle, what's wrong with y'all? Like, that's, y'all ain't got nothing else you need from a nigga at the jump. Oh, he gotta be funny. He gotta be able to make me laugh. But then you date these niggas that don't talk to you. These solid niggas, I have them as friends. I won't even hang out with them. They're corny as fuck. But what happened to, I need a nigga that make me laugh, when the nigga you like is this thug ass nigga that won't open his mouth and mumble half the fucking answers that you ask him? What you wanna do, bad? I ain't really hitting like that, though. Why don't you talk to me today? Get on my dick. Like, that's the nigga you want. That nigga not funny. He not funny. It was a side note, because every time I see some shit online, there's women talking about, he gotta be funny. I'm like, shut up. Come up with a new line. Anyway, so, yeah, you know, I really feel like If they're pursuing you, if it isn't strictly for, let we need to throw money in there. What you got financially or that dick is because she's going to try and change you. And she's going to be like, oh, I'm going to fix this nigga up. Because most of the time, we have to come after y'all.
Yeah. I understand it.
Yeah, the young generation don't really understand it. They will initiate interest, and then when the woman is vetting, then they'll pull back. And then the woman trying to figure out, well, why was you showing interest in me and then pulling back? They call that chasing. That's not chasing. She's reciprocating him because she would never been paying him any attention if he didn't initiate interest in the first place. It's his behavior, how he's acting. She's reciprocating him interest because he did an act that to get her attention. So that's not chasing. That's reciprocation. In order for you to chase or initiate, that it has to start with that person minding their business. And the only reason they're interacting with you is because you was the one that did an act and they're reacting to it. They have to be a reaction to you initially, not secondhand, in order for it to be a pursuit or a chase. So they be getting it mixed up. Those women are not chasing him. They're reciprocating to the action that they did initially. That's it. They're not chasing.
The crazy thing is, I dealt with this today. One of my colleagues came up to me, and I think she's like 23. Yeah. And she's like, yo, this dude from the warehouse, like, DM'd me. Mm-hmm. And, like, he's like, drives by me in his Benz at work. And then he found me on Instagram and DM'd me, and he likes my pictures. And I was like, how old? You're like 23, right? She's like, yeah. I'm like, what's the problem?
Right.
She's like, that's creepy. I was like, no, that's not. That's how you niggas date. Right. I was like, I know for a fact that niggas in your age demographic do that. And y'all like it. I was like, you insulted that this man went on your Instagram, stalked you, followed you, and then started liking your pictures? That's what back in the day would be a nigga going up to you and be like, yo, you fine as hell. Let me get your number. I'm like, it wouldn't happen now, but that's what he's essentially saying. She's like, it seems creepy, though. I'm like, man, if you're going to...
Women don't have a problem with that when they like a man. Women will always have a problem with that when they don't like a man.
Yeah, I should have been like, well, he must be ugly. Like, because if you found him attractive, you would have been all on this.
I don't like him. I don't want him doing all of these things. But let it be a man that they do like. Oh, they gonna love it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's how that
works. Yeah, I agree with you, Dungeon. I mean, you know, you should want a little bit more in your mate than whether or not that person is funny or not. It's okay to have a sense of humor or personality. There's nothing wrong with that. But it shouldn't be contingent upon whether I make you laugh or not. You know, those things, those are spontaneous things. You learn, you obtain that chemistry, and what's good for you, you know, that's good for you. So that's something that's cultivated over time. And I think, you know, when people say they're looking for a gentleman or you know, it doesn't really matter, you know, man, woman, count. I'm just using man, woman, but, you know, a gentleman, and this is going to go into part two.
Mm-mm. Hold on, let me play it.
You know, back to the whole gentleman thing. You know, if a woman is trying to hook a man up, if a woman is trying to hook her friend up with a man, and she says, well, he's a gentleman, and he does this and he does that, well, if he's such a gentleman, why aren't you dating him? Or is that what you really, is that what you really want? You really want a gentleman, someone that that checks all the boxes, or do you want someone that you have to repair? You know, because there's a difference between having someone that you have to repair and someone that's going to hold you accountable and it's going to repair you in a good way.
Facts. We talked about this. We talked about how people will pursue people who cannot call them out on their shit versus they might pursue somebody who also needs work just like them so they can coast. That, what a woman goes for depends on where she's at mentally, financially, and just mindset wise. So that's how women end up with a man later on, where they be like, oh, he ain't fit, he ain't got this, he ain't got that. But you liked that at one point.
Yeah.
You wanted that at one point.
I saw you watched the Pop the Balloon show, right?
Yeah, sometimes, unfortunately.
Not the one on Netflix, the actual one that old girl started on YouTube. That's the only one I watched. There was literally a woman that came on there and admitted, she was like, yeah, you know, I'm trying to avoid what I usually go for, which is like hood niggas and thugs.
Yeah.
And she's like, so I'm making sure I don't do that on this show. And so every dude that she liked all said the same thing. And she was like, they're like, why don't you like hood dudes anymore? She's like, you know, they're not really my type. Like, I shouldn't be dealing with guys like that. I need somebody who's a you know, established. Every nigga popped the balloon for. I was like, you gonna go back to them niggas. I was like, wow. I was like, so people really do get it. Like, it was like all the men. There was one she almost had at the end. And he was like, I wanna say yes to you. But he's like, nah. She's like, you gonna go back to them thug niggas. I can feel it. Dang. And I was like, so I'm glad that most men really understand that a lot of those women that do that just end up going back to them same type of niggas. Like, it doesn't matter. Even when they're making a conscious effort to be like, I want to date somebody different. Deep down inside, you still want that raggedy ass nigga. You know what I mean? Like, you like, I gotta get back to him. Like, because the minute you know, this established gentleman makes a mistake, you're gonna be back to this ain't like these jail niggas that I date. You know, they usually they better in bed. They do this better than him. You know, like they took me on the block more. I don't like this nice restaurant and opening my door shit. You know what I mean? Like, so it's gonna, there'll be something that's gonna drive you back to the dirt bag. You know what I mean? So I was glad that all them dudes had it on the radar where they were just like, "Nah, we know about y'all because we've all tried it. We all try to date these good looking girls that love hood dudes." And then it goes nowhere, and we wonder why, like, what's wrong with us? But we're like, it ain't us. You have no standards. And you like what you like, which is dirt bags.
But some women are at a level of life where they're not ready to respect peace.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And that's a dangerous woman to pursue because her outside appearance will look like, oh, she likes a good life. She has a routine. She enjoys a lifestyle. I want to, you know, make sure she has the best this, the best that. She mentally may not be looking for the best. And that's why mentally she craves the chaos. She craves the spontaneousness of a man who doesn't have all his shit together. But she wants to use a man that has his shit together. Wallet, though.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're stupid enough, she will be in the relationship with you who has your shit together while playing with niggas who do not.
Yeah. It happens don't fall all the time. For that one.
It happens all the time. And, you know, blessings to those who deal with that because I couldn't. Mm-mm. I cannot. 10 out of 10, I do not recommend. I'm going to play this message here.
You don't need a job. You can work for yourself. You don't have to work at all. People change jobs just like they do in relationships and dating. Mm-hmm. People ain't working at the same place. Jobs will fire you and let you go just like a person in your relationship will let you go for whatever reason. They'll find somebody better to replace you. You ain't moving like they want to move. There's plenty of others that they could choose from that is what you won't do. Another person will. So what's the difference? Just like a job, you have to pursue. Somebody's getting pursued. In a relationship, somebody was minding their business and here goes somebody putting in an application and want to be with them. And they're trying to see what it takes to be with them. They're putting in their resume and they got to act the part. And if they start not acting the part, they get fired, they get replaced or they get punished. Just like a job, same way. The only thing is because the job gives money. But when a woman's with a man, he's giving money too. Mm-hmm. But she does never want to say that she needs a man like she needed, like she says to the pastor, need a job because the job is something she goes after. And never
again, it goes back to how long you're trying to be there, how long you're trying to, you know, have that job, how long you're trying to keep that person. What are you willing to keep up to keep those things? I'm not putting on no show for nobody. I've been the same person since 2014 at this company. I'm be the same person when I leave this company. I am here to pay my bills and go home.
And if I'm performing to the best of my abilities and it's showing, then that's what you're getting.
Right.
You know what I mean? And if you're a dumb enough job to let me go, then I'm going to go and take my talents elsewhere.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And people who work for themselves understand their value and their skill. A lot of people cannot work for themselves because that comes with a level of responsibility a lot of people don't want to pick up.
Yeah. It's not as easy, you know, because we're not talking about just driving the Uber. That's the easy way out. Like, we talk about, you have a real business, you gotta run, function, keep up, pay, have credit. Like, that's a lot of responsibility. So that's why most people choose to go work for somebody else.
Mm-hmm. And don't get me wrong, like, with this topic tonight, I want to focus on people challenging the thoughts that they have and why is it so negative to act the way that they're acting in relationships when it comes to people's boundaries and people's privacy, and why do you feel like you need a certain level of this reassurance, and do you even talk to your friends about how you think? Do you think this is healthy? Do you think this is okay? If somebody did this in the relationship, how would you feel before you actually do it? And some people are in relationships where they cut off the best people that they have around them to you know, just beam ideas off of. You're so closed into the person you're pursuing that instead of you think about how you want to react emotionally, you just react. And then you think like, oh, I didn't see any problem with what I did. When in reality, if you would have hit up the person who knows you longer than the person you're pursuing and said what you said, they'd be like, you can't say that to somebody. That's crazy. Or they're going to take it like this. Like, you would have saved yourself so much unnecessariness by talking that through before you did it. And what's happening in your mind sometimes needs to be thought through before you say things, before you do things, before you buy people things. And I just want people to build up enough self-esteem and enough confidence in self and understand your value so you're not asking another person outside yourself, do you think I'm valuable? Or do you feel like I'm good enough? Or do you... No, those are questions for you.
Yep.
Those are questions for you. Those are not questions for somebody else. Because if you know that you are valuable, you carry yourself a certain way. If you know that you are a loving person and you deserve a certain level of respect, you're not going to accept anything less. And if somebody is trying to give you something less, then you check it.
And don't think that you're not annoying your partner by doing that shit to them all the time, too.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying? Over needing validation and all that, your partner may not be, like, they might start becoming resentful. Of you doing that. Like, I don't do that to you. Why every day I got to do this for you?
Yeah.
Why are you not? I felt like you are enough. I feel like you got it together. I feel you are attractive. I feel you are smart. I shouldn't have to wake up every day and say the DJ Khaled shit to you just to you go function in society. You know? Yeah. You smart. You's loyal. You's intelligent. You's it. Like, nah, bro.
Yeah.
Can't do that all the time. We got shit to do in life.
Because at a certain point, you're going to make me feel like you don't believe those things.
Yeah, and then that can become a turnoff to me.
Yeah. Like, dang. You don't know this already?
Man, I thought you were more confident than that. You look good as hell. You over here acting all. No, I'm good.
I'm going to run through the rest of these and close out the show. If anybody wants to leave a message, you can. This is the Real Relationship Rapport podcast. You can find this podcast on your favorite podcast app. What we do is we take the whole show here, we put it on the actual podcast so you can listen to it in full. And we are doing our second show on a Zoom with a guest this month. We did it last month for the first time, which was pretty good. You can find it on YouTube, that episode for Shannon Pod's channel for the Real Relationship Rapport. That was a good one. But I'm going to run through these messages and close out the show so everybody can have a great Friday.
That's why I believe that it's important to, you got to understand that you got to be at a certain place in your life where you're emotionally intelligent enough that you're as well-rounded as possible. Because, you know, when you get with someone, it's very easy to become bonded to that person. So if they're a raggedy individual and that bond has been set with that individual, it's going to be hard to break that bond. It takes a lot of growing. And that's why it's important to ask questions. Even if it puts you out of the bidding as far as your campaign, it's important to ask those questions because you need to see where that individual mind is. That's why I believe it's important. A well-rounded individual is... I believe the beginning of a well-rounded individual is someone who, again, carries themselves in a particular manner, a respectable manner, someone that treats people with respect. I'm not saying to be a pushover, and someone that takes care of their body. And yes, you ask those important questions dealing with that, because you need to see where that individual mind is, because that individual may still be bonded to that same thing that they're saying they're trying to get away from.
You know, I'm fully agreeing with that.
Yeah.
Now, that's a big time saver. Big time saver.
An energy saver.
They will expose themselves when you ask the right questions. Save yourself. Dodge
a bullet. I don't think the man has to be stupid enough in order for that to happen. I think that he has to be emotional enough to make that happen. Because, see, emotions aren't built off of logic. Emotion is just based off of a chasing feeling. And that feeling is validation. If he's emotionally, if he gets himself in an emotional position to seek a validation, then, yeah, he's going to be cashing out his wallet in order to hear that he's doing a good job and this and that. And she's only going to sign up for it because she lacks that in her life. She lacks that financial. So she'll use him for that until she can get it for herself. Then she'll cut him off.
Exactly. And don't put yourself in that position as a man, please. Please do not.
Yeah, Mr. Lott. Thanks for sharing, guys. Your value to other people is typically conditional. How many people do you know who are only valuable when they're doing something for somebody, or your colleague or somebody you work with is so, so important until they're no longer at that job. And then, you know, they're backfilled and it's like they were never there. Your value should come from within.
Exactly.
Because in the end, most people won't even care what your legacy is. So live your life and build your legacy for yourself.
Agreed.
I like that shit.
Well said. I agree with that. That was a good one. I appreciate y'all in the messages. I appreciate y'all doing the show with us. Dungeon, this was a good one. I hope you guys enjoy your weekend. And it should be up by Monday on the podcast if you want to listen to it in full if you missed anything. But yes, I think everybody in relationships deserves a level of privacy, respect. You are allowed to have healthy boundaries. And if somebody is trying to push those or delete those, then you know what you need to do. Do not try to change people to fit for you. Do not put on that act too long. We talked about that. There is healthy reassurance. There's unhealthy reassurance. And I just hope people learn when to step out of things with people. Learn when to take your value elsewhere. And keep good people around you that support you and make sure that if somebody new comes into your life that they're adding on to what's already good, not taking away. I think that's a big factor too. So, you know, life.
That's right.
Another good one. This was the Real Relationship Report. Y'all be great. And we are out of here.
Catch you on the flip side.
Bye.